Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Destiny, fading out. listener, don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and maybe some information to us through our online streaming at voinews.id. Shortwave. And 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account and the VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok and VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id. And WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and chat, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id. and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu. Sedikit lebih kuat
betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau tanyakan padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Katamu kata kuasa kita nanti saat bersama dirimu. Semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan
listener, don't forget that you can tune in to our broadcast in our online streaming at voidnews.id, shortwave and 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And we also have our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand.
Oh, yeah.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Semuanya perasaan. Rasa cinta kau yang diinginkan aku dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku. Oh, coba terbangkan hayalku dari sadarku, dari sadarku. Dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku. Oh, coba terbangkan hayalku dari sadarku.
Kempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call Kempol as rice meatball, because it is round made of rice and it's white color. According to the story, Kempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, The gumball claret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of escampole claret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly
to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Hidup di dunia ini, ingin
people in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi bundengan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Japanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Japanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from koangan name it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Japanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan. And there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Alon prau ne wus nengah, siap yuk ya banyu pinelah, ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu, ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu, aceh jawi lemas jebul wesore kriting kelopo katon ngawi awi kayu kani peci bali wai dene sesu eso tumandang nyambut kawi angliyan prau layar ing dina minggu ke pariwisata alon prau.
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song, and even for wayang kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as wayang kedu accompaniment. Bundengan itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Muning, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string spares on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted the strings and inserted the stick, and it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toivi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowl or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bowl. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Here's the news. PT Kereta Api Indonesia Daerah
Operasi 8 Surabaya has readied 58 locomotives and 417 carriages to support transportation services during the Idul Fitri 2025 period. From March 21st to April 11th, comprehensive maintenance and inspections are being conducted to ensure safety and comfort of the passengers, including checks on undercarriages, buggies, coupling devices, braking systems, and safety equipment. Additionally, 57 long-distance train trips comprising 49 regular and 8 additional services will operate daily, offering a total of 32,044 seats each day during this period. The next news. The Nusantara Capital Authority reports that the Asian Infrastructure and Investment Bank considers Indonesia's new capital city a strategic project with substantial potential, indicating possible funding of $1 billion. OIKN head M. Basuki Hajimulyono expressed optimism with that AIIB support and other strategic partners, OIKN can be developed into a modern, green, and inclusive capital. Discussions with AIIB President Jin Likun focused on strategic projects and funding schemes, emphasizing the development of core infrastructure to establish OIKN as the nation's political capital by 2028. And that was the news.
papasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari. Berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam.